9 round 77.
Hello and welcome to our podcast.
We are Formula One rookies that have decided to air our opinions online, bringing you reviews based on weekly races,
as well as our favorite race moments in Formula One.
Hey guys, hope you're all well.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah, a week break.
Yeah.
We took a break because Formula One took a break.
Yeah, so hope you're all well. I think we got quite a bit to talk about today.
It was a proper exciting one. Lots of action. I feel that's a fair word to use.
There was a lot of action. A lot of stop action. I was like one of those animation plays where it's like, stop, go.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. Also coming off Monza, It was quite a action-packed race. I think just reflecting on Monza a little, we had that red flag for the first time that we've ever seen, like as us watching Formula 1.
Yeah. I'd never seen it before.
And seeing it now in Mugello twice. Also, how do you say it?
Mugello. Mugello.
There we go.
Mugello.
I think that's how you're supposed to say it. Did you watch that video where Leclerc did a little review on the Ferrari channel?
No.
It was on the Instagram page, and then he was talking about the circuit, and he pronounced it totally differently. And I was like,
Mugello. Mugello.
I was like, I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's like, how do you say it?
We don't know how to actually pronounce it, so we're just going to say Mugello.
The whole way. So, no offense to anyone.
Yeah. How did it begin? Who started up front? It was Hamilton, Bottas, Max Verstappen, Albon. Yo, I'm actually doing well. Leclerc.
he's just impressed that he's remembering.
Wow. Yeah, Leclerc. Then we had Stroll, then we had Perez, then we had Ricciardo. Hey, look at me go. I can keep going. Then we had, I don't know who we had after that.
It was going well.
Yeah, I got up to Ricciardo. But yeah, it was a very entertaining race. And literally from the start, there was problems with Max Verstappen's vehicle. And his car wasn't producing power or something wrong with his suspension. Can't really remember properly.
Yeah, I can't remember very well. Did Max not finish this race?
Yes.
But I remember
he
this.
He did not finish. He did start, but he didn't finish.
With the whole start of the race, I think it was that awkward start. Lewis Hamilton was leading.
No, so Hamilton was on top. Hamilton was on pole. Bottas in second. Bottas had a crazy start, which is not like him normally.
Oh, yes. It is all coming back to me.
Yeah.
I remember it now. So that start allowed Bottas to take the lead.
Yeah.
So in the first corner or something. He did so well.
He literally took Hamilton. But actually, if you watch a playback, Verstappen was taking Hamilton and then he lost power. He was literally going into first place. And then he literally like lost power and he dropped back to like sixth.
And then he caused the destruction in the middle where his car. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did because.
No, they were pushing too hard. And then even Gasly pushed too hard. And then he ended up hitting Raikkonen's thing. And Raikkonen ended up hitting Verstappen. And then it went choop, off course. And then Sainz spun out. And then, yeah, then there was the yellow flag.
Yes, but what I'm saying is everyone claimed after the race or during the race or whenever they claimed this, because of Verstappen push, like falling back, no one expected his car to be that slow. So it was causing a destruction with everyone pushing. So everyone was pushing and Verstappen wasn't, not because he wasn't, it's because his car wasn't able to push. So that's how Gasly got involved and Raikkonen caused that little accident where...
Well, Gasly like tried to go through like two cars, literally dead center. And then they kind of like squeezed him in.
And then he crashed out. He hit a wall and then Verstappen got caught into it. And then he also spun out. And then it was end of race for them.
Then we had 8 laps of yellow flag. And then they were leading on and Bottas was doing his little zigzag things. Going fast, slowing down, going fast, slowing down.
Was that the same? Oh, yes. I do remember, yes, Bottas being the reason for at least one of the red flags. Well, not official reason.
It wasn't really the reason. Because they said, like, they were even saying, like, the commentators were backing him. They were like, well, the first front driver can control the pace. So if he's going fast and slows down, he can do that. It's, you just have to be wary, you know?
I like, 100%, the Bottas also, it isn't actually his fault, but what he was trying to pull off.
Was he trying to trick Hamilton, like, when he's going
to
go?
It was, but to be honest, the reason I say that is not his fault, because Hamilton's done it so many times. Like, it's, like, such a common thing to do where you hold the bunch ups, and especially at this circuit where if you give someone enough space behind you, they can use your, what do they call it?
Slipstream.
Yeah, they could use your slipstream to overtake, and that's just exactly how.
Yeah, Bottas, so they were talking about that. They're just like, Bottas was giving him none of his slipstream. And so anyway, then I can't remember who basically like braked in the middle of the track, and then it caused Sainz to literally just go smash into him. And then Giovinazzi was there as well as
Magnussen
and Latifi got caught as well. And then you had Grosjean swearing his head off.
Once Bottas did the bunch up and leave, the reasoning afterwards, like this, people only were able to see this after the race and rewatch it like 500 times or whatever. But it was actually the safety car.
They turned the lights on too late. And then everyone was bunched together.
Yeah, they turned the light on. And when we say they turned the light on, we mean that
on the board thing that says safety cars off the track, so you're able to proceed.
Yeah, so when a safety car is deployed and when all the drivers have to follow him, it comes to a point where the safety car leaves and allows them to go, well, from the yellow flag to a green, basically.
Yeah.
And when you're on yellow, it means you can't overtake and you can't do all these like normal racing conditions, I guess. And once the safety car leaves, then you are allowed to go back to racing conditions. So that's where the problem was, because the safety car had left in the front, obviously, because he was leading the race. And Bottas is allowed to control the race from the front because he's at the front. The people at the back who hadn't yet crossed the line saw green lights, and they already assumed that it was full racing.
Yeah.
But Bottas hadn't yet taken his release.
Yeah, so he did release, but some people in the middle of the track knew that he wasn't going fast, so that was the cause. So it was like from the restart, from the first red flag, how Hamilton managed to get in front was he cut Albon off completely, and then he was on Bottas's slipstream, and then he gained the pace, and then he went on the outside.
Well, he did exactly what Bottas had done to him at the start.
Not exactly, because Hamilton was better. it was true. He was better in that. Bottas was like, oh, I hope there's a yellow flag, whatever. And then there was a red flag. And then, yeah, then he did trash after the second red flag, because Albon was actually catching him at like crazy speeds.
So this was the race that I felt so bad for Bottas, is because he literally said on the radio, give me opposite to what
Hamilton has.
Exactly. And what does Mercedes do?
They gave him exactly what Bottas had. But their excuse was, no, Hamilton decided to change last minute.
In that fact, I'm just like, but then what respect is there? So you're ranking Hamilton way higher than you ranking Bottas. The fact that you would go according to Hamilton over what Bottas had asked.
He had already, because like he already chose what he wanted. So you should have been like, Valtteri said he's going for this and he wants the opposite tire. So we're putting you on this tire. So it's a fair race, because now it's just going to be like this. Whatever you get. And then Bottas must just park cheesy and be like, okay.
Exactly. Like, I feel like the whole, that was from that, Like, I can tell you, I've said it so many times, I have the suspicion that Mercedes favors Hamilton, and people might say it's right for them to favor Hamilton because Hamilton's like this multiple world champion and he has like higher ranking as a driver.
But it's a team sport, like, and kind of, but you're still fighting for first, but you're still a team, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Mercedes has bought two drivers that they have as a team, they're supposed to show the same respect and same equal attention, I guess, to each driver's needs. Like, they're supposed to favor them almost the same. It's like your kids, and you're not supposed to favor one over the other. Especially as a team, I would imagine they do that just because they want their drivers to be happy to be with them so that they stay with them. Because come contract time, your drivers might just...
I feel like Bottas is going to go, or they're going to be like, yeah, no contract.
For 2022.
Yeah, and then George Russell's going to come barking cheesy.
Do you know what's so funny?
He's always trying to slide into the Mercedes DMs.
That is such a true thing, because we know how Russell is.
I felt bad. He was supposed to get that point, and then he had a bad restart.
And Russell's are good.
Yeah.
And also, Russell has been emailing Toto all this time, asking him for that seat.
For real? I didn't know that.
Another thing that I think we will get back to just now is Vettel getting the seat at Aston Martin for next year.
Yeah.
So what, talking about Bottas and even Mercedes, my dad and I were having this discussion about how we feel about Vettel moving into Aston. And my dad was like, come 2022, if something's not happy in the camp of Mercedes, chances are they might ditch Bottas, just based on the fact that Aston Martin, even though they're the works team, they're coming in, they're like the main team, Aston Martin, they are affiliated to Mercedes.
Yeah.
So technically, Vettel will be driving a Mercedes car, technically. And it leads, it's like almost as like a Red Bull AlphaTauri situation. So if almost, I don't know if this is true, but if it works out that way, that means, like right now, how Mercedes has open access to Racing Point drivers, they can have access to Aston Martin drivers. So meaning Vettel can be pulled up into Mercedes come 2022.
Imagine that.
We don't know if that's happening. Maybe. I think, I don't want to say I want it to happen, because obviously it's so rivalry with Mercedes Ferrari. But I think that if it will allow him to win championships, then he should do it.
Yeah, because really, I mean, a lot of people agree. Like, I'm not being biased, because I feel like if Vettel and Hamilton had to be in the same car, I feel like Vettel would win.
Yeah, I feel like.
I think Max would win.
Max would definitely win.
Yeah.
I think that Lewis would be very frustrated if he had Max as a partner. Because especially if Mercedes qualify 1-2 every time, Max could care less. Like, Bottas will be like, okay, you told me this, I'm not going to do it. But Max would be like, screw you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm going to push if I have to push. And yeah. I mean, even Sainz, he started to become like that. They were like telling him, like, take it easy. On Monza, they were like, take it easy. And he was like, no, I'm pushing, I'm going for that number one spot. But he didn't get it. But anyway...
That was a sad moment, and then we moved past it. to talking about Bottas and his poor standing in Mercedes, being that it's almost, it's like also a public thing. It's like almost everyone now is knowing, oh, it's like such a big, I feel in this world of Formula One, he looks so like lame, because everyone's going to be like, oh, remember when you asked your team and they completely did like the opposite of what
I just
asked.
Feel like there's like, I mean, we don't know what's going behind the scenes, but I personally, I feel like they don't really have much respect for him. I mean, how many times, the one race when Max came second, he was pushing Max by like, he was like a whole 18 seconds ahead of Max. And then they were like, yeah,
change your tires.
Pit, come change your tires. And he was like, I can keep going. And they were like, rather play it safe. And then Max killed him and he didn't even catch up. It was like,
well, in that case, Mercedes came back by saying that if they hadn't pitted Bottas, then he wouldn't have been able to move forward. Like, his tires were that bad that he needed to definitely pit. But then you can also, you can go back and say that Hamilton, he finished the race on a blown tire and they allowed that to happen. Like,
yeah, they were like, no, just keep going, and his tires were giving up.
So, and they also, there's a lot of debating that can happen, and I'm sure, like, Mercedes fans would be very quick to debate, reasoning to why Mercedes make the decisions they do make, and why Lewis Hamilton is rightfully a world champion and hasn't been lucky with the wins, as some other people might think so. And it's a huge debate, and there's a lot of arguments on both sides. So, yeah, we just feel bad. Bottas, I feel bad. If you were in Ferrari, then at least you could be treated like Kimi and shout at people like how he shouts at people.
For what? For what?
That was just... I love that. That was so funny because he came into the pit stop dangerously. And
what's up with Alfa Romeo?
Yeah, they make...
They're playing games. What's wrong with you guys?
I think they're living on the edge. Yeah, they break
should
rules.
Should we do it? Should we? Nah, don't do it. But I'm in.
Because remember, like, the last race with Giovinazzi, they had that 10-second penalty as well.
Sochi. How do you say it? Sochi.
I think so. Sochi. I don't know.
It sounds Chinese. That's
that
weird.
Doesn't sound Chinese.
It's actually weird. I'm really sorry.
We'll just call it the Russian Grand Prix.
Okay, the Russian Grand Prix. Yeah. Sochi Autodrome.
So, currently when we're recording this, Bottas had... I was actually chatting to another person that I'd met that is interested in Formula One, like, this past weekend. And he had told me that the season's so boring. And I was just thinking, like, I'm the only one thinking it. Like, I know lots of people online, some of them are saying the same thing. But all the Mercedes fans are like, no, it's not boring.
Well, that's because they're winning everything.
I know. But, I mean, like, I didn't want to be the one person to say it's boring.
It is pretty boring. I mean, besides for the last two races in Italy, Austria is pretty decent.
The start.
Yeah. But yeah, you were saying?
And the F1 anniversary was.
The one when Max won.
Yeah.
What a legend. Okay, yeah?
Yeah, we were chatting about, he obviously wasn't a Mercedes fan because only Mercedes fans think that the season's not boring. Between, if you think about it, Monza, I don't actually remember Belgium. It might have happened in Belgium. But between Monza and, what is it, Mugello?
Yeah.
And then going into Sochi, those races was when they turned off that...
Party mode.
Yes, exactly. That was Mugello. So that massive crash that happened, safety car incident. I'm blaming the safety car on that one. And Bottas didn't actually get the hate, but Grosjean definitely was against someone when he was shouting on the radio.
He hated. He was like, I can't remember what he said, but he was like, whoever's in the front is retard or something.
No, he said that whoever's in the front is trying to kill us or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had to obviously brake hard to avoid being part of that crash. And also, if Sainz, if anyone had heard that interview from Sainz, he said that it was scary, and he said that if a car was sideways on the track, like if it spun and was sideways and there were cars coming at it, it would have been a terrible crash.
Yeah.
Because...
I was like, when Sainz spun out even, like...
At the start,
like if someone was kicking down around the corner, Sainz was exactly in the center of the track.
Yeah.
And so I was like, my friend Nick and I, we were just like hoping, please no one smash into this car.
Yeah.
It would have been rough.
Yeah. And then he also said that, like, just his part of the accident that happened, he was still, like, a little bit injured. And people were talking after saying that the halo that Formula One had introduced to... the halo is actually quite new. It's not...
It's like two seasons now. Well, that halo saved his life because...
Yeah.
Giovinazzi, his rear right tire was literally... on top of them.
I'm sorry to all the people that were causing that destruction, but I was so excited when I saw it.
Yeah, a lot of us were. We were like, oh, but then There were 14 cars left.
Yeah. There was so it was like an easy race to get points in because you weren't really competing against.
We so like on the while the race was going on, we were trying to like see like what is the biggest amount of cars that have like DNF'd and stuff like that. And I think there was a race where there was only 4 cars that finished. Like what?
I was saying that I was so excited when I saw the crash because I only used to watch, like the only thing I'd wait for was crashes. Kind of was always a thing that I always was waiting for when I watched Formula One. And that's when I liked Grosjean because I always knew that he was going to cause some kind of crash at some point.
But Grosjean...
It was something I actually waited for him to do.
It's weird. he like defends so illegally sometimes. Like you can only make your defensive move once, and then the one race he like changes like 3 times.
I know he almost got a warning for that or something.
He did get a warning. They were like, if you do it again, it's like black flag for you.
Yeah.
Which is disqualification.
And also, when he was shouting, everyone was like, he's being such a hypocrite because he does all these crazy things.
No, I know. So everyone's like, but dude, you cause him every race. Now it's not you. And you're like, can't believe you guys.
And also, besides Grosjean, the other guy I used to always like count on crashing was Max. Because he was always like so, like he didn't care what he did. He was just like, I'm going after and I'm going to go attack.
Yeah.
So
basically like, Albon, but Albon's more cautious, I feel like.
It's nothing like Albon.
Albon kicks down, bro. He never attacks. He does. He always tries to go on the outside. I always do that. I always make a joke with like Nick. What's going on the outside? Because they always shout like that.
Brandon's in love with Albon. I think I've said this before. I'm going to say it every podcast.
I feel like you said every podcast. I rate the guy.
But for me, I feel
even
like...
Even Gasly. I want to see like a young team. Albon and Gasly together.
I can't, like, I was just about to say, I can't back Albon if I back Gasly. So that's why I won't see him. Like, to be honest, I used to be that. I don't know if I said this before, but I once, like, I watched Albon race and he was amazing. It was his first year. And this was before when Gasly got kicked out. He got upgraded to Red Bull, I think it was. Or he might have been still in Toro Rosso. But he did so well. He came from, like, right at the back and he finished, like, fourth or something in the race.
It was his first race back, his first race for Red Bull. He was 16th on the grid and he finished fifth.
I don't know if it's the same. It might have been.
It just...
Because he's done it so many times.
Because he's a legend.
Okay.
You said it yourself. He's done it so many times.
I used to be like, oh my gosh, he's really an up-and-comer. And then I was excited about him moving to Red Bull because I wasn't seeing Gasly's side of the story. But when he did, when I watched this race and I saw how hard he worked and I knew he was a rookie because it was his first season that season.
Well, last season.
Yeah. I was so excited, and at the end of the race, like whoever won, it probably was Lewis Hamilton. I wasn't really concerned about the winner, and I went onto Instagram, and he had posted a post or something, and I messaged on the post, and I was like, "What an amazing race! Well done, that he did really well." I was like, "He's such a champion" or something, and he liked my comment.
For real, I would have gone ham. This guy liked my comment.
He liked my comments and I was like freaking out because I was like, oh my gosh. We all know Formula One is Sebastian Vettel. But speaking about Sebastian Vettel, he is now going to Aston Martin.
He is indeed racing in green.
Did you hear about the story that was behind it?
No.
No, I mean like Sergio Perez was, what happened was Perez at first had said he was going to not be there next season. He was coming out. He has resigned from the role. I don't actually know what happened, but it basically meant he got fired and he got kicked out the way. And he said that he will always remember the memories that he had and he will remember the time that he was a part of saving the team because when the team got bankrupt, it was his sponsors that helped the team stay in the race, in Formula One, I mean. And then that day or the next day was announced to Sebastian Vettel.
It was the next day because all my friends were like, who's going to take it? Who's going to take it? And everyone was like, Gasly must go. and like they were just like saying,
I never even knew that.
Just my friends, and the Hülkenberg was like,
yeah,
everyone was like, oh, it's gonna be Hülkenberg.
And then Vettel got announced, and then I don't even know how Vettel's statement got released. It was through Formula One or something that they released a statement saying that he's excited about, and it's not a closed contract. So Sergio Perez is getting kicked out. That's a bit sad. People are saying they still want him to stay in Formula One because he doesn't have a seat now. And
he can go to Haas. No one's confirmed for Haas.
Yeah, they want him to either go to Haas or to go to Alfa Romeo because apparently he raced for them before.
Oh, yes, because Kimi might be
leaving. And they also, no one's saying anything of Joe Bonnet's is staying. Like, no one's saying that he's going to stay.
Yeah, I think there's like two teams that literally don't have anyone confirmed for next season.
And it's the two Ferrari teams. But it's so funny because it's online, on Instagram. Well, I've seen it on Instagram, but I'm sure it's everywhere, where people are like trying to figure out, like, to see who's predicting who's going to come up from Formula 2 to Formula 1. And because they're two Ferrari teams that are open spaces, they think that it might be like the Ferrari Academy drivers from Formula 2. So they're trying to like figure out who it might be. And Mick Schumacher has been one of the contenders for like since last season. So they think that Mick might come through. And if he comes through, they said that he could either take a Haas seat or an Alfa Romeo seat.
Yeah.
And then someone said that he should take, they should have Haas and with Schumacher and Magnussen. And I'm like, why must Magnussen stay? And why must Grosjean leave? When Grosjean's been the only one that has actually performed well for the team.
Yo, Magnussen has qualified 20th on the grid 4 races in a row now.
I don't understand. Like, why do people hate Grosjean? Like, I get it, like, he causes accidents and he causes, like, he might get angry. But, like, if he didn't cause the accident, there would be no entertainment.
Who's going to cause our accidents, damn it?
There would be no entertainment if Grosjean wasn't there. His accidents, his radio talks, like, all of that adds to the entertainment that we watch. And with him gone and Kimi Raikkonen gone, what will we have to watch when we watch Formula One? So please, guys, stop saying that he needs to leave Haas. Magnussen should leave Haas. Because what has he done for us? He hasn't even provided anything in the drama part. Like, where's his drama? Except for Drive to Survive drama. I never saw anything else.
That's so rough.
But yeah, so if Formula 2 drivers coming in, I don't know. Brandon doesn't know anything about Formula 2 drivers, so he can't actually predict anything for next season. But yeah, we're excited to see who takes the seat if Sergio Perez stays. People have also said that Hülkenberg must come back, so they want him to take one of those seats as well. Also, where's Gasly going to go? Because they haven't confirmed him for AlphaTauri.
Maybe Perez's dad is going to be like, you know what? Screw you, kid. You're going to Haas.
That doesn't even make sense. You didn't even... What were you saying?
Maybe, like, it's Lance and Lawrence.
Yeah.
Maybe his buddy's going to like kick him out of the team.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
For Gasly.
Do you think so?
That would be sick.
I would love it. People even said that they should have kicked Stroll out and kept Sergio Perez in and have him and Vettel be teammates.
Well, yeah.
But the fact that they kicked Perez out, we all know that it's because Stroll's staying in. Like, people are like, oh, who's going to take the other seat? I mean, it's kind of obvious now. I
wonder whose dad owns the team.
Anything else about Mugello, what happened that we didn't cover? Stroll crashed. They brought out a red flag. And we all were sitting in anticipation because Bottas was in the right position to
copy what Hamilton did. And he didn't. What a chop.
I literally remember sitting there and then feeling such disappointment. And I was like shouting and saying, Bottas, you had one job and you couldn't deliver. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, it was sad. Well done to Albon, first podium of his career.
Yeah.
Brandon was obviously very excited when that happened. Yeah, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate the little supporters that we have. We have a few supporters now, so we're excited. Also, just extra information. If anyone didn't know, Brandon's a huge football fan. He says it quite often.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not a huge football fan, but I am a fan of Gareth Bale. He's come back to the Premier League, if anyone wanted to know. So, if you are interested in football and the Premier League, is it more than the Premier League?
Yeah, it's basically football overall.
Then give our friends...
Yes. Halftime Blues a little... a listen. They talk about fun, exciting stuff that's happening. Transfer news, normal news, match day results and opinions. That's basically them.
Yeah, they're really cool. We're really good friends with them. Well, with one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you're interested, Halftime Blues, give them a listen. I'll link it in the description. And yeah, I think they also have an Instagram page. You can give them a follow. But thank you again for listening.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
Never doubt any things. Hope you guys have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening.
Be sure to check out our Instagram, link in the description below. Catch us next week.